The acquisition of motor control requires two things to be taking place. That is, the way of learning to turn on muscles. And initially, when you turn on muscles, you often randomly turn on a whole collective of muscles. And then you learn over time to switch off certain muscles or not turn on the muscles you really don't need. So the act of acquiring advanced motor control skill comes from learning to turn on the right muscles and not turning on the unwanted muscles. And for the purposes of today, I would call the turning on of muscles excitation and the not turning on of muscles as inhibition. And you can feel this in your own lives. If somebody, any of you, want to learn a new sport or a new method of dancing, when you start learning to dance, you realize you have absolutely no coordination. A part of this is you just try to visualize what muscles to turn on. You turn on a hell of a lot more than you need. And then over time, you start getting better and you then turn on less of the unwanted muscles and you focus on just turning on the muscles you need. So this is nothing new here. This is standard motor control.